right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
You
guys
have ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Friday's here, guys.
Oh, good. Happy
long weekend. Yeah. Grab those engines.
Oh, Jade. Are you right this morning? You're in pain.
No, I'm in pain.
I've never heard so much whinging in the space of 15 minutes as I have today.
Oh, I know.
Literally, and one of the things that came out of your mouth is, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
To me, yes.
You've got a slightly sore back.
I did say that. I honestly...
I love how your back has somehow affected your voice box.
I don't know what has happened. That's how much pain I'm in, is that, like, my whole body is being affected by the pain.
What did you call me yesterday? A hypochondriac?
Yeah, no. But today, it's different.
I can understand that. I suffer from back pain, and it just makes the entire world just feel rubbish.
Rubbish. Mm. Yeah, about 10 a.m., 11 a.m. yesterday. I don't know what time. Wherever time you guys left, it's probably maybe... half an hour, 12:15, around 11:45 to 12, that's when it
started. Thanks for the specifics.
God, there was a lot of times in there.
That was just the pain's affecting me mentally, but it was then that's when it started to niggle, and it's just slowly gotten worse throughout the day. And then in bed last night, I couldn't roll. Ben thought I was, I don't know.
Benny had a night of freedom, of course. You love to hang on to Benny very tightly.
Like a chimpanzee.
Spoon him, yes, like a baby possum on a mother's back. That's the one.
Is that what you tell him? I'm a baby possum on your back.
Now, Dr.
Try and shake me.
Dr. Hamish has helped you out this morning.
Have Hamish.
Can you see, what's that product that you've got in your hand?
Stiff, it's sore and sorry relief gel.
Stiff, sore and sorry.
Yeah. I've taken some Panadol, so bear with me, guys.
Can I apply some stiff, sore and sorry to you later?
Yeah, I would love a good rub, to be honest.
Really? Yes. I'm happy to.
It's actually, it might be good, Jade, because it's called Relief Gel. And then on the other side, with a big, like, squishy red love heart, it says Love Oil.
Oh.
It really doesn't
collection.
Say any of that.
Yes, it does.
No, what?
It does. It really?
Yep, it says Love Oil Collection.
Oh.
Relief gel.
I wasn't implying anything by giving you that stuff there, Jay. Sorry. I didn't look close enough at the fact.
It's all right, hey.
All natural and organic.
Oh, well, on that note, we're going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It after this.
It's the topic stiff, sore and sorry relief gel, love/love oil. Okay, we'll do it after this. Kygo, remind me to forget with the Novos for your Friday morning. Good morning. Kygo, remind me to forget. We are live across Newcastle, currently sitting on 28 degrees here in Sandgate, guys, at this time of morning. Terrible.
It's going to be a sweaty day.
It is. Love It or Loathe It up next.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
It's my turn to get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. And today, no friends sitting, don't forget boys, is lolly/candy bar buffets at weddings.
Oh. 3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it. Never seen one, though.
Really?
Going to say another random one. Never seen one in my entire life.
You guys?
No.
Far out. When was the last time you went to a wedding?
Many years.
I've been to a lot of weddings.
And they've never had one of those lolly candy bars.
No. Did you have one at yours, the question is?
No, I didn't, but I only had 12 people. So it didn't really fit with my style and theme of what I was doing.
I don't think it's as common as you think,
Jay.
Oh,
yeah. Every wedding I've ever been to, they have a lolly candy bar.
Classic Gold Coast.
They've
all been at the Gold Coast.
Very trashy.
Even a baby shower I went to about 6 months ago, they had one. And they had like a donut wall and everything.
A donut wall?
Yeah.
What kind of weddings are these?
I don't know.
Done in the backyard?
Well, I think there's a lot of upstaging. Well, that the baby shower was.
Mm.
But still...
That's so funny.
That blows my mind.
Funny you say that. I actually saw online this morning, this couple's done a snack wall.
Correct.
Oh, is this what the story
was
about?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Okay. Exactly. So there's this couple, like you were saying, Crevo, have put a snack wall. So basically they've gone out and bought packets of, like, Doritos, pizza shapes, Thins, Red Rock deli chips, and they've basically got a room divider, and they've pinned all these bags of chips to it, and they've just said, here you go, guests. Help yourself.
I'm going to call this out now. I think this is the tackiest thing I've ever seen.
I think I'd have to agree.
You were just into the candy buffet.
Yeah, but this is different.
10 seconds ago.
This just looks tacky. It's like you've gone to a kid's, like, I don't know, a preschool, and they're having, like, a day for the parents of show and tell and, like, to make things fun for kids. I don't know.
It looks pretty terrible to me.
$48 she spent for 200 bags of chips, and she said that everyone said it was the best thing they've ever seen at a wedding. And that people going home with bags of chips and they're loving it.
Is that the first wedding they've all been to? That's all I can
Very
say.
Very cheap.
Yeah, $48 chip wall.
Oh, I can't wait for the day you guys get to go and experience a candy buffet at a wedding.
I think you've got to book into a Gold Coast wedding.
No, bring some back for me. You can take, they give you little bags. Bring me one.
Jackson in the group chat says, RSVP no.
You know what? I might get one at my wedding, but you're not invited, Jade. So we had our chat last week.
Yeah, he had. Maddie's upset.
Yeah,
you do look a bit upset. Actually.
Anyway, we've got a brand new game to play.
Yes.
The final day, in fact, for what's Maddie saying? Does someone want to explain how this
works?
I've got a contraption here to put in my mouth.
It's a dental spacer, so it like squeezes your cheeks open, and then you've got to try and talk with it.
Okay.
This is your job. 13 10 09. Figure out what Maddie's saying. You win yourself a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. Now he slipped the dental spacer into his mouth, young Maddie.
Yeah.
All right. Say the phrase now.
I like a fluffy cushion.
Ooh.
I like a fluffy cushion.
13 10 09. If you think you know what Maddie's saying, double pass to Reading Cinemas up for grabs.
Playing in minutes. The lines are open. 6:16 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos.
What did she say?
What's Maddie saying?
Double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown up for grabs. All you have to do to win is guess what Maddie is saying. So he puts a dental spacer in his mouth. He says something, and then you guess what it is. It's that easy on 13 10 09.
Here it is.
I like a fluffy cushion.
All right, the lines are open. Let's go to Craig. Good morning.
How you going, guys?
Oh, we're doing good. Craig the cabbie, how are you today, mate? Are you on a shift at the moment?
Bit bored. Not much happening.
Now, I've just got a note here from producer Jackson. It says, passengers in your cab get up to some R-rated stuff in the back seat sometimes. We just had a discussion off air. What do you think's a dirtier place for someone to sit, in the back seat or the front seat?
Mate, my cab's clean as a whistle.
Yeah, that's it. You've got to have it clean.
They get
you?
Detailed all the time, wouldn't they?
Well, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Craig, is it awkward when you see, you know, Friday night, you know, picking at someone up from Beaumont Street, couple people, and they're getting it on in the back? What do you say?
You just adjust the mirror and be professional and drive on. Adjust the mirror so you can't see, I will add.
Yeah, of course.
There's a bumper sticker in that. Just drive on.
Adjust the mirror and drive on.
Oh, love it, Craig.
What do you think I'm saying today, mate, for these movie tickets?
I like a sausage singer.
Oh, no.
But I love the Australia Day theme. I love where you're going with it.
I should have said that now. Thanks, Craig. Thanks for listening, buddy.
Love that. Clint, how are you?
Good, thank you, mate. How are you?
Doing really well. Now, I hear you're doing some camping. Where are you off to?
We're off to Taylor's Beach.
Oh, Taylor's Beach.
Nice part of the world.
Beautiful.
Are you going to do some fishing or are you just going to do some napping? What's your plan?
Mate, I think it's just relaxing this weekend. Kids, and we're leaving the kayaks and that at home. Not even taking fishing rods. It's just going to enjoy the pool and what Bay's Holiday Park has to offer.
Nice. Out of curiosity, do you live locally, Clint?
I live in Singleton.
Yeah, okay, nice. It's good that you just, you know, that's what I love about our area is that we have, like, these magical beaches just down the road and great camping spots. It's just like, why go anywhere else? Like, you just go down the road.
That's right. Perfect. Well, Clint, let's try and win your double pass to Reading Cinemas. What do you think Maddie's saying?
Mate, I think he's saying I like a frothy frappe or thick shake, one of them.
No.
Incorrect. Really. Enjoy your holiday, mate.
Happy camping.
Thanks, Clint.
Amy, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I see you're hoping we get some more rain this weekend. Apparently, I think we were meant to on Sunday.
Oh, I hope so. We need it desperately.
I know. How'd you survive the heat yesterday?
Oh, at work in the aircon.
I know, it's a blessing when you're working like in extreme heat conditions.
I think everyone wants the rain. Like, there's nothing worse than when it's dry.
Mm. And that's very rare coming from Crevo, because you have your own business at home and you're always like, I don't want it to rain.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Amy, what do you think Maddie's saying?
I like sausage patties.
Incorrect, I'm sorry.
We tried to give it away.
I was saying, I like fluffy cushions, guys.
Wow, very simple when you hear it now.
I like fluffy cushion. There we go. It's not always what it seems.
That's right. What do you mean?
Hey, up next, we actually got a Facebook message from a listener, long-time fan of the show, and she's very upset because she's had her daughter, who she's been caring for, obviously, for her whole life. She's 25 years old, and she's recently disappeared from the home, taken the mother's car.
So she's stolen her car?
Stolen her car.
It's very concerning, and it's difficult because it's your own family.
She reached out to us. She said, hey, can you put it out there if she's listening? Her name's Kayleen. So, Kayleen, take mummy's car back if you're hearing this.
Yeah.
But what I thought we'd do, because this seems to happen a lot, 13:10:09 this morning, have you ever had something stolen by a family member?
Yeah, this
is... It would happen, wouldn't it?
I think it must.
Because one of those weird, like, you know, catch-22s, you don't want to dob them in because, you know,
they're your family and you love
but
them.
It's like, dude, you just stole from me. You stole my car.
Yeah, especially something big like a car.
Like, I'm sure it'll come back, but never good. We're taking your calls next. Prizes on offer. We'll go to the news with Hamish next. It's 6:28.
Right across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo.
3, 2, 1. Maddie, you just told us this really sad story. So, a daughter has taken her mum's car.
Yeah, so one of our listeners got in touch on Facebook and was like, hey, guys, I don't know if you can, you know, put the shout out, but my daughter, Kayleen, she's from Maitland, she's ran off with her mother's car, hasn't been seen in weeks. And
just wanting the car back.
Wanting the car back, obviously. But the thing is, she's not missing. She's been online on Facebook, just totally ignoring her mother.
Right.
13:10:09 this morning on the show, we want to know, what have you had something stolen from you by a family member?
Yeah.
It does happen. And like I was saying, Crevo, it's one of those weird catch-22s because you don't know whether or not to dob them in. You know, it's your daughter. What do you do?
You don't want to get, like, police involved or something. You just... It's really tricky because it's your own family.
You just want them to do the right thing.
Yeah, just bring the thing back, you know?
Yeah.
It's difficult.
All right. Well, we're taking your calls next on 13:10:09. Prizes on offer. We'll do it straight after Panic at the Disco. This is High Hopes at 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Panic at the Disco. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, and we are broadcasting live tomorrow. Harvey Norman Katara Electrical and Computers at their mates' rate sale. Producer Jackson will be down there. Extra special deals and clearance stock discounted 10 till 1 tomorrow, guys.
Great deals.
13:10:09 this morning, we're talking, did a family member ever steal anything from you? So it comes after a listener got in touch. Her daughter has ran off with the car, can't get in touch with her. Obviously, what are you going to do with this? Very awkward.
Yeah, difficult situation because it's family, but at the same time, you want your car back.
At what point do you contact the police? Because if it's the first time she's done it...
Mm.
You know, you hope she brings the car back, but if she's done this more than once or she's stolen other things off her, then I think you need to call the police because how's she going to learn?
I feel you say that, but do you really want to send your daughter to jail for Grand Theft Auto?
Sometimes you have to, though. Like, that's called tough love.
You can't do that, Jade.
You can.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can. Sometimes it doesn't matter if they're family because they've done the wrong thing.
So, really hard. All right. Well, let's have a little scenario around the team, right? Mm. So, Jade, your mother comes to your house.
Mm.
She steals your little Mito, aka the rice bubble.
Yeah.
And you can't get in touch with her. You've had an argument with her. Are you calling the cops on her?
Depends if she's got, like, say, a drug addiction or something like that.
No, just comes over. Just out of you had a spite. Fight, and she took it out of spite.
If I didn't think it was our relationship was going to be repairable, then yeah, I'd call the cops.
You're on your own mother.
I would, because you know what? Like, my mum works for the courthouse, so yeah. My mum sees these sort of situations all the time. My mum raised me like, you've got to do the right thing.
Mm.
So if you know my mum's ran off with my car,
yeah.
Well, then I want my car back.
Yeah,
of course
absolutely.
You're going to report it.
All right. Well, I think we've got a call here. New FM. Who's this?
No, oh, they're gone.
Yeah, but what about you, Crevo? What if Emmy stole, you know, something of yours that was of value?
God, that's really hard. I mean, I think it comes down to, I think if you, like you said, if you think the relationship's finished, I don't think I would call the cops. I think I would just go, right, that's the last straw. Like, I just have to cut off
your losses.
Yeah, cut the relationship off. I think I'm more down that track. I think I see material things as, like, they'll come again.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I don't want to be the one to put someone in jail.
Jen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy
morning.
Friday, Jen. Bit of an interesting topic we're chatting about this morning. Have you had a family member steal anything from you before, or have you been the family member that's perhaps stolen something?
No, I had a brother-in-law.
Oh.
Black sheep of our family is the brother-in-law, and we had a few of Mum's things go missing, and we didn't think much of it. My mum had Alzheimer's, and she just forgets to put stuff. And funny enough, he's done a trip and find stuff all over the place.
Yeah.
But I had a gorgeous, not a wedding ring. You know, when you've been married for so many years, and you've got, you know, you've been giving gifted a ring.
Yeah.
It was lovely. It came from overseas. It was worth $5,000. I only had it for about a month. We had a dinner at our place with the family coming up to celebrate a milestone in our family, and it just went missing like that.
Oh, no.
Now, well, I thought I knew I didn't lose it. I knew exactly where it was. It's got its own little box in my wardrobe, and I've got a walk-in wardrobe. So the pricks obviously walked in, helped himself to it, and no sooner that dinner was over, disappeared. Him, we just left.
So did you call the cops, or you just cut him out of your life? What do you do?
No, look, you know what? My sister's married to him. We tried to reason with her. It caused a bit of a division in our family, actually.
The question is, though, Jen, who caught him? Did he just come out and admit it, or did you have proof that he stole the ring? Or
funny enough, he turned ill. We cleaned out his house. I found the ring.
Wow.
And when I approached my sister, she didn't know what to say. And I said, it doesn't matter.
Very lucky that he didn't hock the ring.
Straight to Cassius.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a hocker. He was just a thief. I honestly believe some people do have an illness in stealing.
Yeah.
I really do believe that, because I think he was one of those people.
Klepto.
Thank you. That's exactly the word I was looking for. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But about that chick stealing that car, her mum's car, you know what? Call the police. Teach her a lesson, because you know what? She'll only do it again.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's where I sit on it too.
No fear. Teach these kids a lesson.
Interesting perspective. Thank you for your call, Jen. Just for calling, we'll give you a double pass to Reading Cinema's Charlestown. You enjoy that. Up next, Crevo, we've got a get fact.
Yeah, this time, I know we talk about dogs a lot on the show. I want to do one on cats, because did you know that cats directly register? Now, what that means is when they walk along, their back feet stand in exactly the same spot as their front feet, to reduce the tracks and the chances of getting caught by predators.
I had no idea.
Sneaky things they are. We'll do it next. 6:47. Beyonce, Single Ladies. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Shower or two. Possible storm about today. 30 on the coast, 25 at the lake, 33 at Maitland.
Now, I just read this thing before about how cats directly register. What that means is back feet step exactly where the front feet were every single time, and that reduces their chances of being caught by predators.
That's incredible.
Very hard to do. Can you get on your hands and knees and give it a go, Jay?
Not today with my bad back.
So you've got to put... So you've literally got to move the back and the front foot opposing sides at the same time.
So where the back feet step is exactly where the front feet were when they've lifted off.
It's like when you're at the beach and you're walking behind someone and you're trying to step in their exact footprints.
That's exactly what
it
is.
Can I just have a go?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, go for it. Maddie's
getting
having
on
his
a go at directly registering now.
Okay, so...
Fair to say you're not a cat.
All right, I think we can...
You do not have that skill.
The evidence is in. The report's here. Maddie isn't a cat.
Oh, really? Dan. There you go. There's a fact.
Now, Jade, I know you spend a fair bit of time making yourself look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's work that pays off.
Yes,
cats spend between 30 to 50% of their lives grooming.
Get
fact. So if a cat lives to like 15 to 20, say, almost 10 years of that time has just been them licking themselves. Isn't that fascinating?
You're more like a cat than we thought, Jade.
Mm. Well, that's because they get fur balls, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's why. On that. I haven't, but that's
why. I wonder
why.
How many they get in a lifetime then.
I'm sure that's Googleable. In terms of why they purr, scientists have no idea, but they think... It might be actually, because of the megahertz that it is when they're purring, it's actually improving their bone density and making them heal faster from wounds.
Get fact.
Yeah, they do heal fast. They recover quickly, cats.
You talk about that nine lives thing, it's all from the purring, from the slight rumbling of their bones.
I
Who
love
knew?
That.
The richest cat ever to have lived belonged to a British antique dealer named Ben Ree. Now, he loved his cat so much that when he died back in the 80s, he left his entire estate of $13 million to this cat.
That's ridiculous.
How irresponsible. What a clown.
I'd love to know if there's a clause that once the cat dies, where the money goes after that.
Yeah, it did. To cat charities.
Did it?
Yeah, so all his kids were furious, as you can imagine. You know, Dad's been building up the wealth all these years. It all goes to the cat. How insulting.
You know what? You've got to be a sicko. In real talk,
well,
a real absolute sicko to ignore humans that need help for a single cat that will probably die within a decade or less.
The cat was called Blackie.
Blackie.
The black cat. Ironically, very, very lucky.
That was pretty funny.
Would you leave your money to your dogs, Jade?
Over Ben?
If I was a multi-millionaire, I'd probably leave them a certain amount of money. So
like over a mil?
Like millions of dollars?
If I was a multi-millionaire.
What a waste.
Not all of it. Hear me out. I'd just give them a little bit. So whoever had, like, I bestowed upon them to look after them, they had a good life.
$10 million you have, right, to give away, Jade. How much are you leaving to the dogs?
Mm, I don't know. A million?
$1 million?
That's ridiculous.
Three chihuahuas?
Nah, ridiculous.
That's got to cover, you know, all their health expenses down the track.
$1 million.
Do you think you're going to spend that over their lifetime?
Good treats.
The person who's going to look after... The person that's going to look after them and be like, yeah, this silly girl, she's just given us $1 million. We're just going to buy him some chum.
And then I actually think it's nice that a lot of that money went on to RSPCA and different animal charities.
What about the poor kids of this guy?
Well, I love Jackson.
They'll survive.
Wrapping it up, I love Jackson's fact you just sent through. Most cats will start eating their owner within 5 hours of death, starting with the eyeballs and through to the brain.
I have heard that.
Thank you, Jackson. I love your dark humour sometimes. It deserves
Get
one.
Fact. Absolutely.
Next, we're doing it right or wrong, but first we're going to go to the news with Hamish at 6:58. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
So, guys, one of my oldest childhood friends, Nicole, she's having a baby. Big congratulations to her.
That's awesome.
But I was...
news.
Yeah, it's really cool because actually it took them a while to conceive and to the point where her sister was actually going to be donating, like, one of her eggs to her and everything. So it's been a long journey. So she's finally announced she's pregnant. We're all excited. And I don't know, she put this post up and I thought, if it's taking you a long time to fall pregnant, you've done all the challenges, you've gone through IVF, wouldn't you be happy just, you know, boy, girl, whatever you get,
of course, yeah,
you'd just be stoked because you're lucky enough to have a child. But she's put on Facebook that has anyone done, you know, any of these different methods and whatever to try and get a boy, because apparently, you know, there's old wives' tales, if you do such and such, you're going to get a boy, because she really wants a boy.
Do you have an example?
No. Okay, so she put up this thing. I didn't really read into it, but apparently it's like if you eat certain foods.
Not how it works.
No, that's BS.
So there's like this chart with like different foods on it, and like, and again, I've never heard of these different tests. Apparently it's a thing. She was putting it out there to other like friends that might have had kids to see if they've done any of these different old wives' tales. Mm. So we want to know if it's right or wrong this morning on 13 10 09, to want a boy or a girl. Like, is it wrong to want a particular?
Like, she, you think maybe she should be, you know, more thankful that she's having a baby in general
rather than
being picky.
Yeah,
like at a store.
I don't know. I just thought, you know, you've gone through, like, I think it's like 3 rounds of IVF. Just the point, your sister was going to donate an egg, which is very grateful.
Now you're being too picky.
And I just thought, wow, you just think you'd be stoked that you're lucky enough to have a baby.
Have you shared this with her?
No, I'm not bringing it up. Not a chance. That's why I thought we'd talking about it to you guys, because I just thought it was very interesting.
It is. All right, all you parents out there, is it selfish to want a boy or a girl, or should the Jade's friend just be happy that she's having a baby after some struggles? We're going to do it straight after this. You'll love this, Jade. Back to you. Selena Gomez, 7:09 with the Novos, currently sitting on 28 degrees at Wickham. Good morning. Selena Gomez, back to you on 105.3 New FM. We are playing Newcastle's best music all summer. 28 degrees at Belmont, and this morning we're talking baby. Like, baby, baby, baby. Oh.
That's
your friend Jade. What's going on?
She was telling you a story about, you know, how she wants a certain sex.
Yeah, so she really wants to have a little boy. And she's put this on her Facebook because she's found different posts saying if you do particular things, you might be able to get that sex. So one of them, for instance, is eat potatoes and bananas, because apparently that's meant to enhance the odds of getting a little baby boy, for instance.
And interesting that it's a banana. And potatoes, balls and...
Well, there's a reason, apparently.
Round and long shapes, I don't know.
The high sodium and potassium increases the chances of receiving a little boy. I don't know if these are true or not.
Yeah, right.
But she basically put this question out there on Facebook to, like, our friends who do have kids to see if they've done any of these sort of things. And I just thought to myself, you know, she's very lucky to be pregnant because she did have a very tough time conceiving. Mm. And she did 3 rounds of IVF. They actually got told they weren't going to have biological children, and her sister Amanda was actually going to donate some of her eggs. So I just thought, you know, I don't know if you should really be picky about the sex of your child. So on 13 10 09, is it right or wrong to want a boy or a little girl?
All right, let's go to Craig. Mate, is it right or wrong for Jade's friend to want a boy or girl? Or should she just be happy with that she's having a child?
Well, it's a bit of both. It's always good to wish for a boy or a girl, but I don't think you're going down the process of gender selection then, and that could be dangerous.
That's very true.
Yeah, if we start selecting the gender of the child we have, it's going to be an imbalance, isn't there?
Oh, 100%. You can hope and wish, but I mean, I think you know, she should just be happy that she's having a child.
Yeah, well, that's right. We got two boys, and my wife definitely wanted a girl the second time around, but, you know, it happened. We got two boys, that's it. And she loves them both dearly, so.
Did your wife try any of these tricks, you know, like maybe eating more chocolate because that might give her a little girl?
Well, she eats a lot of chocolate anyway.
That didn't help her, did it?
No, it did other things, but yeah.
She got a sweet tooth, is that what you're saying?
Well, let's go say yes.
Well, I call, Craig.
All that genetic testing and stuff like that, that is huge over in China and Japan. I think they can actually, if you want a particular child, they can try and genetically do it now as well.
Well, they can just tell you what your chances are and stuff, I guess. But I mean, they do want to go down that route in China because so many people want a boy as a child. But that's a dangerous game to be playing, isn't
Absolutely it?
It
is. It's just, you know, like you said, it's up to the universe. It's, you know, what happened to mystery in the world? Surprises, guys.
That's right. I don't even want to know until it happens.
Me too. We're in the same there.
I want to be surprised.
Do you know what? If I were a woman and I was pregnant, I actually wouldn't.
I'm still imagining. Okay.
Yep. You got it. You got the picture. I would want to be one of those women that don't find out they're pregnant until like they're 7 months in. I think that'd be so good.
What do you mean?
Why 7 months?
No, just, you know, you see those stories about mothers who didn't realize that they were pregnant for 7 months into the pregnancy, and they've only got really 2 months of...
to get prepped.
...known pregnancy in their own mind. That'd be me.
That's your ideal situation.
100%. Hey, Producer Jackson, what's the goss on the way next? What's coming up, mate?
We've seen a new trailer for Taylor Swift's Netflix documentary.
Oh, she swears in it.
She does swear for the first time, and I was so rocked by this as well. I'm taking you back to the jungle because Rhonda Birchmore's just dishing dirt on an Aussie celeb being a bit of a diva.
She's been a bit fairly loose with her lips, old Rhonda, in the jungle.
She needs the publicity.
She does. What does she even do?
I don't know, but her name sounds like some sort of superfood that the hipsters are eating.
What is it, Rhonda? What?
Birchmore.
Yeah, so I'll have some cranberries, some kale, and some Birchmore, please.
Rhonda.
7:17 at New FM. Good morning. Maroon 5 Memories here at 105.3 New FM. It's currently 26 degrees at Cook's Hill. And don't forget, guys, after 8 o'clock, we're doing the song challenge.
We are, and you just ran out and got your song, didn't you, Creevo?
Yeah, that's right. So I actually spent about an hour yesterday working it out, you know, doing some research.
1 hour.
Really? Are you just saying that?
No. I narrowed it down to about 10.
Far out.
And now I've finally picked one. So.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see if your strategicness pays off.
I'm wiping the floor with you today. What's the goss time?
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Producer Jackson, what is the goss? Taylor Swift, she's shocked the world today.
Yeah, cancel your plans for Gen 31 because that's when her new Netflix documentary comes out. You know what?
What?
I kind of went off Taylor Swift for a while, but I'm starting to come back to the Tay Tay party.
Yay! I'm so proud of you.
What's drawing you back in?
I'll play this actually. Take a listen to a bit of a snippet of the trailer.
Throughout my whole career, label executives would just say, a nice girl doesn't force their opinions on people. I became the person everyone wanted me to be. Nobody physically saw me for a year. And that was what I thought they wanted. I had to deconstruct an entire belief system, toss it out, and reject it.
I think it all kind of makes sense now what her path's been, which, do you know what, kind of sounds like it sucks. And I'm really sad she's come out and said that her mum's battling a brain tumour as well. So she's gone through a lot.
I'm so excited. That sounds really good.
It sounds really good. It looks really good.
Meanwhile, you know that when you see those people with back injuries on A Current Affair and crutches and then, you know, they're secretly filmed walking and doing it like jogging? Jade, the way she just clapped then, she was like one of those people. Like, no back injury there.
I'm so excited for this. I can't wait to hear the explanation because she did disappear there for a year. So that's crazy that she was going through that because, to be honest, I thought it was just because she was copping flack from all the media because she's been in and out of relationships because that's been such a huge focus of Taylor Swift and why she copped a lot of crap.
Yeah.
So now it's good to know, like, she's, you know, been going through something more than that.
And do you know what? She is kind of the queen of, like, going out of sort of popularity with the public and then making her resurgence and just coming out on top. So I'm rooting for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, go Tay Tay.
Yeah, sorry, Creeper.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, there's a set, well, it's just, it's like a good marketing strategy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's releasing a film again. As well, actually.
Really?
Right. Anyway, yeah, yeah, Docker Swift. I don't like him. We're going to go to the jungle.
Yay!
Boom. Let's fire this up instead of the feud between me and JD. So, Rhonda Birchmore, the big old superfood, she is dishing the dirt in the jungle on our very own Nicole Kidman. So, she was asked about how she feels about Nicole, whether she likes them, and all I'm going to say is silence says everything.
I knew when she was still at acting school.
She's a lovely person.
She was doing a movie, Australia. Do you know the movie Australia?
I know it, but I've not seen it.
She used to complain about the blowflies and the cows mooing. Those cows from mooing.
So she's a flat-out diva.
She's flat-out.
Shut up, Rhonda.
I disagree with that. She's not a diva.
What a bitter old thing she is.
I'd be whinging about flies as well. Do you know how annoying they are in the heat in the outback?
Yeah, they can be really bad.
They're really bad.
In some spots, you can breathe in and it's just all flies.
Flies.
Do you know what, guys? I feel like we're sounding like arrogant millennials right now.
Why? Just,
because we don't know what Rhonda Birchmore does. She has an Order of Australia medal.
Mm-hmm.
She's an Australian entertainer. I'm just having a look to see what she's been in.
59 years of age.
Yeah, she looks good.
I don't even... Yeah. An entertainer. I've
it's
never...
A pirate
you know
movie.
What? I don't even know anything she's done.
Yeah.
No. Annoyed me.
She opened Melbourne's Crown Casino.
She just shows up to red carpets with that, like, cheesy grin. Mm.
Get back on the shelf, Birchie.
Thank you, Jackson.
She's just jealous of Nicole Kidman's success.
Yeah,
probably.
That's it.
Probably.
Celebrity loot up next. Guys, one celeb left.
I know.
It could go off today.
Celebrity number 5. Here they are.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09, if you can work out who that last celeb is, the money's yours.
Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses playing next.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Newfm.
3, 2, 1.
Big decisions you had to make yesterday, Jade.
Yes.
To swim or not to swim.
Yeah. That is the
too
question.
Hot. Is it not hot enough? I love your decision making, though. You go, do you know who changed my mind? The lady at Coles.
Yeah.
How does that go down?
Well, I was at the checkout and we were just having a bit of a chit-chat. You know, how's your day? Yeah, good. I said, I'm wondering if I should go to the beach or not. No, don't go to the beach. It's too hot.
What?
I said, well, that's what I was thinking. I said, that's what I said to her. I said, I didn't think I was going to go to the beach because of the heat. And she agreed. It was just too hot.
What was her name? Do you remember?
I can't remember. She was a really nice young girl, though.
Are you sure you weren't talking to this lady?
Unexpected item in bagging handle.
Did you take too many painkillers for your back yesterday?
I promise.
You thought you were having a conversation.
Well, because the thing is, I wanted to go to the gym, but my back's just screwed. So I thought, oh, swim. That might help it.
Yeah, should I go for a swim? Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Look, I swear I wasn't talking to myself.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That must mean don't go to the beach.
Hey, we've got Celeb Loot playing next. This is Down to the Wire, Newcastle. We have one celebrity left. All you have to do is guess it, and $1,000 cash money is all yours. Take a listen. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09. If you know who voice number 5 is, even if you don't, take a stab in the dark. You might get it right and be $1,000 richer after this.
That's right.
Imagine that for a Friday before a long weekend. It's the optimum time to win free money.
One voice, $1,000.
7:39 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 30 on the coast today, 33 at Maitland, 25 at the lake. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge.
I just got
the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity.
You could have a wild Australia Day party with $1,000 and you could win it right now.
What's your wildest stray day party, Jade, include?
It would include a lot of blue, white and red zinc.
Two packets of ice Fivos instead of one.
Oh, was that Kmart yesterday? Get those $10 buckets with ice, like, so, and I have all the brewskis in it. They have these really nice silver buckets. Like a drinks bucket. I'd get some of them. I'd pimp some fairy lights out in my backyard. I could spend up big at the butcher's.
And then the other $950, what would you do with that?
I'd get a really nice, maybe bikini, a pair of swimmers.
That's a nice bikini for $950.
Buy one of those, inflatable pools for your backyard.
Yes, could do that.
Yeah. Jade's very Brisbane Gold Coast, aren't you?
Can't take it out of her.
But this cash could be yours to spend however you choose. All you have to do is guess the five celebrities correctly. Voice number one, CJ Snake. Two, Bill Gates. Three, Lewis Capaldi, and voice number four's Alicia Keys. You just need to get the last one, voice number five.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Ooh.
It's getting close. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Katrina, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Plans for the long weekend? What are you doing?
Hopefully relaxing.
Yeah.
Hopefully relaxing.
Yeah, just taking it easy. Hopefully with $1,000, counting it onto the table, counting it back into your wallet again. Let's try and win you this money. Who is voice number five?
I'm sorry I haven't looked online yet, but it sounds to me like it could be Madonna.
No, sorry.
Oh, damn. I did think that as well. I don't know who they are either. But thank you, Katrina. Enjoy your long weekend. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Oh, what are you on? What are you doing today? Off to work now?
Yeah, just heading off to work.
Oh, very good. Well, you know what? This is serious stuff that we're doing here. We have one voice between you and $1,000. So, Emily, for $1,000 cash, who is voice five?
Is there any chance it could be Taylor Swift?
No, sorry.
Damn.
Unlucky.
Thank you, Emily. Enjoy your long weekend. That was all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Another chance again before 9 o'clock today, guys. Coming up next, though, viral video breaking the internet overnight of a checkout operator that works at a Coles store in Brisbane. There's something quite special about him.
Yeah, it's
very funny.
It's in fact got people queuing up at his checkout while the others all stand idle. That's how intense this is.
So is it a joke?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, so I'll reveal
what it's all about next, but there's something about him that people are saying is infectious. I'm saying very annoying.
It's interesting. When you hear this, you're not going to believe it. You want to stick around for this.
Okay, 7:46. Good morning, Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Newcastle's very own Morgan Evans Diamonds. We are live across Newcastle 105.3, New FM. Warm one today. Tops of 33 at Maitland and the Valley. Lying in bed this morning. I like to scroll through Facebook as you do. That's my peak period. And I found an interesting video. It played on 7 News in Brisbane overnight. Jade, your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
It's broken the internet. At this video. So there's a checkout operator that works at Coles, and he's become quite the celebrity. People have even been lining up at his checkout specifically to be served by him.
Yeah, like, other checkout operators stand there, arms flailing.
So what's so special about this guy?
Take a listen to the news article.
The first thing you notice about Brandon is his laugh. You just can't help but smile back.
You just come in, you can hear him straight away. The way he talks to you, it just makes you feel so good.
The same goes for his colleagues at Coles Mudra Bar.
So if you come into work and you're feeling a little bit down, I tell you what, when you leave, you feel $1 million. He just makes your day.
Well, I don't find this job very hard. I just have to stand in the one spot talking to people. You're funny, mate. $5.
Brandon didn't realise he was such a celebrity until a shopper posted about him on Facebook last week. It attracted hundreds of comments from locals praising his service.
They love him. Like, they pick and choose when they come through.
The 22-year-old hasn't always had reason to smile.
Bit of rock patch here and there, you know. trying to find jobs and stuff. I was on Centrelink before this. Things are looking up now, you know, thankful to have a job, thankful to Coles as well.
You reckon you deserve a pay rise?
Whatever the boss man's happy with.
His laugh.
So amazing. Hey.
What a guy.
Hey. You know
he's like,
what?
Hey.
Very annoying. People are saying, what a cutie. How infectious is his laugh? That ain't infectious. It ain't cute.
You're funny, mate.
No, you were laughing.
You can't help it.
You can't.
What is that?
You know what? I think I'd be lining up for his checkout too.
Yeah, for entertainment value, you're not going there because he makes you feel good.
Listening to that makes me feel good.
You know what it sounds like? A child trying to imitate a machine gun sound effect.
You know what? I love in the news bullet in the news story, right? So the caption was Brandon, celebrity checkout operator.
Bless.
Everyone gets their 5 minutes of fame, don't they?
Good on him. I love how grateful he is too.
He'll be taking that to the bank for the next year.
Pay rise.
Yeah, Coles, you want one. You know what? Coles should give him a pay rise.
Or at least a bonus for getting that publicity.
You know, I was on TV when I worked at the paint shop.
Really?
Getting them free publicity.
Dulux, yeah?
Yeah. Do you know what? Got nothing for it.
Not even a tin
of
paint?
Got nothing for it. So at that store, there was like a 95-year-old man that worked there, and they were doing like a story on him, and I was the young guy, and there was like a whole setup where I had to put a tin of paint on the shelf, and his name was Con, and he was standing there, and he had to wave his finger at me.
Oh, cool. Is that do you still have that footage?
It's somewhere. I could probably track it down, actually.
That we need to get. That needs to go up on the internet.
But anyway, there you go. Broken the internet for today. Hey. You got us all back, Jade.
Yeah.
How's it feeling?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right. I think the Panadol's finally kicked in.
Has it? Because you seem to be straightening up with a little more ease there.
Yeah. I had, I think it was like Panadine Forte. It was one of the hardcore ones. You know the ones I took by accident?
Who gave you that one?
Where did you get
it? I had it, but there was one left. Remember
I just had it.
I had them from way back when. I accidentally took them and I was zonked out on the show.
Oh, that'd be a fun hour then.
This would be great.
Well, I took one of those this time with an Advil. So it's
mixing them up.
Hey, guys, I love how Jade's voice is magically become normal again. I can't move.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You don't understand. Anyway.
The pain was radiating my body.
After 8 o'clock, what I thought we can do is 13:10:09, if you've got a home remedy to make your back feel better, because Jade, she's been whinging about it all morning, and she needs a little help, you know? So that's what we want. 13:10:09, what are your home remedies?
Please help me.
To make Jade's back
because,
feel better.
Because, to be honest, I can't afford a physio. I'll be honest.
Is it rolling around on the floor on top of a Coke bottle? Is it a certain cream, a certain ointment, something homemade? We want them all.
All right, it's 3 to 8 with the Novos and UFM for your Friday. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have here today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The official
The Novos.
UFM.
Guys, when I was at the shops yesterday.
Yeah, what have you got there in that little bag?
Oh, nothing. This is
a little velvet.
I was excited. I was just fidgeting, holding my headphone cover bag. But when I was at the shops yesterday, I felt really judged.
Why?
Because there was a moment where we've had ants in our house at the moment, like just on the windowsill. You know how they creep in?
Mm.
And I've been trying to really keep the kitchen bench tidy and everything, but they keep coming in for crumbs. Mm. I'm like, just go away.
Ants don't really, I'm sorry, you'll get ants whether or not you've got food lying around.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I was getting paranoid, right? So I went to the aisle to look at ant baits, and I was the first there, mind you. So I go up there. And I pick up one of the products. I start looking at it.
Ant rid.
Mm-hmm. The ant rid. And this lady comes up and she's looking there too. I said, oh, you've got an ant problem as well. She said, yeah, I just can't get rid of them. She's like, the real estate gave me this stuff to use, but it's not working, so I'm just going to get my own. I said, oh, okay. And then the thing is, I had my ant stuff I put into the trolley, but I was still looking there. And I'm like, just pick it up, Jade, just pick it up. And I'm thinking, oh, she's really going to judge me and think I'm a dirty human being or that my house has a really bad infestation. So at the same time, I
well,
really
need...
let's
be honest, termites, ants, what's next?
No, no.
Cockroaches.
I don't have termites, but the thing is that we've had moths in our pantry. So I was thinking, this chick's going to
I wonder why. They don't cook.
all the flowers from 7 years
you
ago.
You open the door and it's...
Yes, that's what's been happening. So, and I was thinking, come on, Jake, just reach for it quick and walk away. So I've seen the pantry moth packet and I've just done the... I said, oh, well, good luck with that. And I quickly grabbed it, put it in the trolley and I've stormed off real quick because I didn't want her to think, like, my house was a massive infestation.
You know what, though? You need to check yourself. is too much.
All I can imagine is when Jade opens the pantry, it's like the monarch butterfly migration that happens. Have you seen the Discovery Channel videos of that where there's millions of them all flying across the room at the same time?
Because if you're just joining the show, I don't cook. I'm Newcastle's worst cook. Nothing in my pantry gets used. So I had to do that last night as well, empty the whole pantry. I had to get the vacuum cleaner. I had to go in. I was like, right, Ben, open the pantry now. And then I was there with the vacuum.
Dial it down. You heard my ears.
Going... Vacuuming them all up in midair.
This is why I don't like going shopping with you, because a simple task like buying some ant rid becomes a whole thing. 10-minute decision-making process. Is that unknown female going to judge me?
You never met her. You're never going to see her again.
Yeah, but she saw me get the ants and then I'm going after moth products. I'm thinking, oh,
you should have bought some cockroach baits while you were there.
How embarrassing.
Really round out the series.
You got us all back, Jade. 13:10:09 next. What we want to know, I know this is very AM nighttime radio, but we're going there. What's your sore back remedy here?
Yeah. Well, Crevo, you had a sore back last week.
Yeah,
How'd you fix yours?
I found this, like, I've got a very tall, like, kitchen stool.
Yeah.
And there was a certain angle if I sat on it and leaned, it just made it feel
it
a lot better.
It stretched it out.
Yeah, it was the perfect thing.
All right, well, I'll share your tips for Jade. We're going to fix her next, hopefully. Let's if we've got the stuff here, let's try it.
Please help me, because I don't want to pay for a physio.
Also, we've got these, what is it? Relief gel.
I'm sorry.
Maddie's going to rub some of that into Jade live on the air to try and fix her.
After Justin Bieber, Love Yourself at New FM. Good morning. This one's for you, Jackson. For all that you're Justin Bieber, Love Yourself. Warm start to your morning. Newcastle shower or two. Possible thunderstorm this afternoon. 33 at Maitland. 30 on the coast. Now, 13:10:09 this morning. We need your sore back remedies, of course. Jade, you've pulled something. Nobody knows what's happened to you. So we need Newcastle's help.
Some have been rolling in on the live stream. Somebody says go for a K-Ra. This says go for a float in the ocean baths.
Yeah, okay.
You take a pool noodle and hang over it. Apparently that helps. Stefano says you can try Voltaren Rapid. It's very good for easing the inflammation.
Now, this is off-brand for us because, do you know what? A lot of nighttime AM stations do this sort of thing.
That these are like the sort of the old fuddy-duddy kind of station.
Yeah, but I'm in pain and I need help.
13:10:09, call now with your sore back remedies. Live across the Super Radio Network.
But thank God, we actually had this lying around the office, stiff, sore and sorry relief gel. And Maddie, you've offered to help me out.
Yeah, come over here.
And rub this into my back.
Right, I've got to get out of the way as well.
Oh, it's a real process, isn't it? Jeez. Come on, Jade.
Over you go, Jade.
Are you hamming it up or is this actual real reaction that you've got going on here?
Feel free to check this out on the live stream as Jade hobbles over as if she needs a Zimmer frame.
I've never been this stiff in all my life.
Now, we've set up...
The voice is gone again.
What?
Girls pulling their tops up. I'm not used to it. A stiff sore and sorry relief gel. Now, we did discover this morning that this is actually a part of the Love Oil collection.
This is an interesting moment on the show because Jade is now about to sit on a stool next to Maddie. She's lifting up her top And has got, it's like one of those deodorant sticks with the little ball, clear ball at the top that rolls around not very well.
Yeah.
And Maddie is about to rub that into the affected area. Now, you're giving it a really good shake there. God, you seem to be quite practiced at that. God, you can shake it.
Come on,
you
ready?
All right, get it on, get it on. This is the opportunity. Now, how does that feel, Jade? Describe what you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling a cooling sensation from the gel, and he's actually moving it in quite a gentle manner, which is very nice, Maddie.
We're expecting it harder, to be rolled on harder.
Not too hard.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, you don't want it too hard, do you?
This is very strange for me.
Why is it strange, Maddie?
Just as I've never done this to somebody before.
Really?
How is it, Jade? Am I getting the hitting
honestly,
the spot?
Honestly, you've got healing hands that's feeling really, really good.
Out of 10?
Definitely a 10
now,
out of 10.
Now, who was better at doing this, Hamish or myself, putting the ointment on?
I have a confession. Hamish rubbed some of this into my back this morning before the show.
How did he go?
Very good. To be honest, you're even. I've got to be the diplomatic parent and can't
stinks.
Pick.
It smells a bit like sort of like your tea tree oil.
All
or
right, hop away from me now. I don't want to know that smell. 13109 with your sawback remedies. Nicole, hello.
Good. How are you?
We're doing good, Nicole. What's your remedy for Jade? She's suffering here today.
She needs to get herself a TENS machine. I've had back surgery, so I'm in pain a lot. And
what machine is it?
It's a TENS machine.
How do you spell that? I can't even...
TENS.
Oh.
A TENS, and what does it do?
It sort of gives you, like, little pulses all around your muscles.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what I... So it's like, yeah, that would help because I believe it's just a really bad muscle strain.
Are they expensive, Nicole? Because Jade's a tight ass.
$45. That's not too bad. That's a bit cheaper than probably, you know, multiple physio appointments.
Yeah, they're absolutely amazing.
So does it like plug into the wall and then like vibrates away or?
Just like a little thing that you clip onto your belt or whatever.
And is it battery powered?
Yes.
So it's like a battery powered vibrating machine for massaging.
Sort of like little electric pulses.
Right.
Oh, very good.
That
Thank you for your call, Nicole.
Really good right
wrapping
now.
It, wrapping it up, guys. Producer Jackson's actually
throwing
a suggestion around.
Into the group.
Westfield Concrete, general purpose, 20-kilo bag.
What are you saying? I just need to harden up?
What are you saying, Jackson? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, along those lines.
That or lift some concrete. That'll help your back problems.
Very good. The Novo's Song Challenge up next.
It is. This is where myself, Maddie and Crevo bring a song to the table and you get to vote for it on 13109.
Can you smell that weakness in the air today, Crevo?
Sure can. This is going to be an easy win.
Well, we're going to play after this.
Okay, it's 8:18 with the Novos. Good morning. Sam Felt, Post Malone, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8:25, currently 26 at Waratah.
And this is the most competitive thing that happens on our show, the Song Challenge. So myself, Maddie and Crevo, we all pick a song and we tell you why we want it played. And then you get to vote and we only get to play one song out. So it's completely up to you what we play.
Yeah.
Two ways to vote. You can either call 13109 or you can put a little message in the group chat on the Facebook live stream.
And if you're new to the show, basically what happens, we win the song challenge, we get awarded a gold star sticker like we're in primary school. So we have a gold star tally here on the wall. Currently, we're one apiece.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, you know, someone
everything
needs to take
to
the
play
lead
for
today.
Here. Everything right. to play for.
Crevo, you won last week.
Yep.
Only fair you go first, my friend.
So I've chosen a Brisbane group, four-piece band called the Jungle Giants. You may be aware of them. This song is called Heavy Hearted, and it is a banger. You want this for your Friday.
Oh, baby, you're so...
Oh, I like. This is good.
Party vibes.
Very dancey.
Party vibes on a Friday.
I think you're on the wrong radio station.
What are you talking about?
This isn't
about?
Triple J.
It's just a good song. That's what this is about. Not just playing the same old stuff you're going to hear anyway.
Okay, look, I think it's cool. I'm into it.
All right, reverse order. Maddie?
Me next? Okay, yeah. So this next song, right, obsessed with it. It came out in the year 2016. I was at radio school, and one of the projects that you do there is build a radio station, and I was in charge of the music, and this was one of the main songs that reminds me of that time, because I just used to flog the hell out of it.
Okay.
I wish New FM played it, so I'm going to start a little, you know, little thing here.
Okay.
Illy, Vera Blue, Paper Cut. Broken pride and these are paper cuts. Such a great song.
That's not bad. Actually,
it's still vibey.
Right, I only watched the film clip again the other day, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to pull it out. I think people will like it. It was a very popular song.
Reminiscing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bringing back the memories, Maddie.
Four-year-old.
Jackson loves it.
Yeah, I love it. Good vibe, mate. Good vibe.
Excellent. Alrighty. All right, what's yours, Jade?
I'm going with a brand new song. We haven't even played this on New FM yet. One of my favourite artists at the moment, Selena Gomez. This is off her brand new album, Rare. It's People You Know. People you don't register because
pretty good. Good. Pretty like, good. Solid choices pretty good song. All around today.
Actually, I like all the songs today.
So, brand new Selena Gomez. If you're a fan, you want to hear it. Even if you're not a fan, you're going to love it.
131009, the Novo Song Challenge. Call now and cast your vote. Me, Creva, or Jade, or head over to the Facebook and comment on the New FM live stream. We'll do it next.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The New FM. 3, 2, 1.
It's bigger than the Olympics. It's the most competitive thing to happen here in Newcastle, the Novo Song Challenge.
That's right. We have three songs we presented to you, Newcastle. It was your responsibility to choose the winner.
So, Producer Jackson.
Let's do it.
Unveil the winner.
Alrighty. The percentages for the tallies stand at 27%, 33%, and 40%. So,
oh, very close.
The loser. Jade, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
I actually like the song.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a gamble.
It was a good song choice. Pretty close. 40%, the clear winner today is Maddie Harris.
Oh, yes. Go, Maddie.
Well done.
Oh.
I knew that would work.
It is a great song. It is a great song. Oh, thank you, Jackson, for your hard work there. Guys, here it is. Illy featuring Vera Blue. This is Paper Cuts at New FM. Good morning. Illy, Vera Blue, Paper Cuts, the winner of the Novo Song Challenge. It is 8:41. You're with the Novo's Jade, Maddie Crevo. It's all thanks to Maccas. Of course, guys, MAFS returning to your TVs very soon. There's been lots of gossip online already. I even heard some talk the other day when we were at the cruise event at NEX in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Like three people talking about MAFS already. Oh, I can't wait for MAFS to come back.
February 3rd.
It's like the spicy like public secret that people love. Is there something about it that just draws you in?
Yeah, it's people airing their dirty laundry in public.
Now, of course, there's only one man qualified to tell us all of the inside goss of the upcoming Married at First Sight season, and it's NASA.
This place is possessed. The bed collapsed.
I can't believe I still haven't got my blue tick from Instagram.
Oh, NASA, hello.
Hey, man.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, happy New Year, NASA. Welcome to the show this year. How have you been, mate? What's been on your agenda?
Well, yeah, I just sort of did a couple of trips interstate. I started to now, you know, as Australia's number one celebrity, you get invited to a lot of functions. But now,
about you?
Well, I actually didn't go anywhere, but I'm off to Sri Lanka in March. Yeah, in March. But one of the new shows I recorded last year starts next Tuesday, Thursday.
Channel 7.
That show?
Yeah. I actually really like that show.
Me too.
Did you get lucky?
It was really fun. Well, look, you have to wait and see and find out, but I can tell you this, though. She was a truck driver from Queensland.
Oh.
Just sounds like your type, NASA.
Lucky in love. Let's hope it happens for you.
What's that?
Lucky in love. Let's hope it happens for you.
No script either. So it's a really fun show. It's like really fun to do. But listen, going back to MAFS, as you know, it starts very soon, and the ads have been coming on, but not really thick and thin. If you've realised, I mean, when our season was on, they were like every 3 minutes, there would be an ad on it. There'll be on buses. Remember, there was like massive bus ads.
You're saying it's not as big as your series, NASA, is it?
Well, I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, with ours, I used to see our faces on buses, for God's sake.
That's right.
You know, but this year it's like, well...
It's just on minivans, is it?
Well, not even minivans. It's like just an ad here and there at late night and early morning. But the people that are on it this year, it's like, look, I'll put it this to you. I mean, if you're 22, 23, you're really going to go on a show, be serious and get married? No, you're not. You're 22 and 23, right? Mm. I can understand if you're 35, 38, 40, and you want to go on a show and find true love. I can't be convinced now that at 22, 23... that you're going to go on a show and find love and blah, blah, blah.
Do you know what? NASA, I tend to agree with you because I've just got I've got this website up with the list of the cast. It's almost like the cast of The Bachelor walked into the wrong show.
Yeah.
Like they went through the wrong door at the studio.
Yeah, they're all like in their 20s and hot.
Yes, and they all got abs. And, like, if you see the three or the four guys on there, they all got abs. Like, it's all about abs. Abs and fillers. Abs and fillers.
I'm actually looking at one bloke now, NASA, Mikey Pembroke, and he honestly looks like he could be a Calvin Klein model on his Instagram account.
Well, he freaked out because I sort of got in touch with one of his relatives somehow on Instagram, but he freaked out and they sort of made him out to be like this sort of nasty guy, but he could be, yes, a Calvin Klein model. Now, what would he, and I said to this person of theirs, why would he want to go on a show like this? Oh, they hounded him. They really wanted him on there. And I'm thinking, no, they only wanted him because he's got abs.
Yeah.
You know.
You could grate cheese on him.
NASA, I'm detecting a bit of an obsession with his abs. Are you into his abs, mate?
Well, I love the abs. I mean, I wish I had the abs. I've got two abs and I haven't managed to get the other four like in 40 years. I'm working on it, though.
They're hiding away.
Hiding away, but also Elizabeth, like, why bring her back? I mean, they brought John back with us, and that was a novelty. You know, that was amazing. Oh my God, John came back. We didn't even know John was back. But Elizabeth, I can tell you now, and I'm going to give you a spoiler. It doesn't last. The guy hated her guts. So it's like there's a second time that she's going to cry and carry on and lose more weight and go into this.
NASA, are you saying that they're purely getting these people on for entertainment and it's not about pure love and true love? Yeah. Oh, what a disgrace.
It is.
we cannot take it seriously. I mean, it'll draw the crowd. People will look at it. But then, you know what? I'm starting to feel that, I mean, the toothbrush incident. Do you know about that one? The toothbrush incident that happened on the show. And what happened there is that they were leaving the show. They agreed to leave, you know, on the couch when they sit on the confession lounge, I call it. And they're leaving. So he decided to go to the bathroom, grab her toothbrush, clean the toilet and put it back into her suitcase without her knowing. Now, to me, that
dirty
is...
Dirty dog.
Exactly. You've sunk to a low. So if it's going to come to that, I just think, forget the show now, move over, come up with something else.
What you're saying, NASA, is MAFS peaked in your season, isn't it?
Yeah. I think we've set the reality TV up on a level where if you see The Block now, that's got controversy and crying and carrying on.
Yeah.
If you see MasterChef, do you see MasterChef now? Oh, chef against chef, people against people. If you see the Survivor, oh, we're bringing back the best Survivor ever. What, are we running out of people to do this?
NASA, if they invited you back for next year, would you be there?
No, I can't. No, I wouldn't.
No, you're contractually you're not allowed. Fair enough. All right.
Well, it's not that. It's just I just wouldn't. I think it's over now. Do you know what I mean? I like to do Big Brother. As you know, I went in to apply for Big Brother, and hopefully someone in Channel 7 will have
now, there's something I want
to
see.
Because I think you'd be a treat to watch, NASA.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Honestly, thank you. I really appreciate it. And you guys have been amazing. And you know you can always ring me for gossip.
Oh,
we know.
We do.
Thank you, NASA. We've got to wrap it up, mate. We're running out of time.
We're getting in trouble from our boss, all
NASA,
right?
We love you. Thank you for joining us. And we'll chat soon when MAFS starts, mate. We'll get you back on again. NASA from MAFS.
I do love NASA. He's a nice guy. But imagine being trapped in the Big Brother house with him. He can talk. He talk your ear off. I love him.
Yeah, gotta love him.
I'll be throwing, I'd be like, mate, put these socks in your mouth.
You know what? Crevo starts to make fun of him. I actually find him endearing
now.
No,
I do, but I just like, sometimes you can't resist, you know?
We got to get him on to be our maths expert. We finally found something for him on
the show. Yeah, that's right. He's been badgering us for, since the show started.
Yeah, celebrity loot.
Yeah, I was going to say something. He wants to be a celebrity. $1,000 up for grabs. All you have to do is guess these five celebrity voices and that cash is all yours.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
So there's one voice left. Voice number five. If you can guess that, the cash is yours. 131009 if you want to give it a go.
We'll play next in UFM. Good morning.
The Novos. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I just got the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
So, $1,000 up for grabs, one voice left. You get that, you get the cash in time for the long weekend.
All right, let's get into it. For $1,000, who's first, Jade?
Mel.
Hey, Mel.
Hey, how you going?
G'day, really good, thanks. So, who do you think the celebrity is?
Is it Scarlett Johansson?
No. Sorry.
No.
Come on.
Sorry, Mel. Have a great long weekend. Alison, good morning.
Alison, yes,
probably have the same guess.
Probably. Let's go to Sammy. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Really good, thanks. For the long weekend, $1,000 richer. Who is the final voice?
Christina Aguilera.
It is not, sorry.
Xtina. What's your favourite Xtina song there, Sammy?
Oh, it has to be Dirty.
Oh, of course, Dirty. You can't beat it. I love old Christina. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you for playing. That was all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Jackson. Bye.
See ya.